Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Wah, 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 whoa.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Drag Made a Brunch. Right now, take the word need. You need to be at the Drag Made a Brunch. Fun time. NEED. Text NEED to our contest line 20357. And you're in the running for a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch June 28th at the WSF. The word is NEED. Text it now. And you'll also be qualified for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the WSF, a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train, courtesy of WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is NEED. And we're doing these tickets every hour. All day long today, on the fives, right through Jane's show at 6:05. And it's going to be super fun. Like, first of all, food. Second of all, a big drag performance. And this bunch of meet and greets. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and you can still buy tickets.
Yeah, and pride. Let's have some fun. Okay. I have the dumb name that Megan Fox and MGK gave their baby.
It's dumb. You've already decided.
I have decided. Does anybody else know this? Like, I have a little mini game.
No,
I
don't know. I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, Maddie can't play, I guess. Maddie's got to. So the two of you, Vinny and Bob, have an opportunity to score a point for later in the day. Which of these is Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly's baby's real name? Nyx Ember, N-Y-X Ember, Nyx Ember, Saga Blade, Storm Reverie, or Venin Lux? Which of those is actually the name from Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox's new baby girl?
Who's going first?
Bob is going first.
Okay.
Nyx Ember. The first one, Nyx Ember.
You think that's the name?
I do.
I was going to say that one's actually cool, so it's not that one. What's the second one?
Saga Blade.
That one's pretty lame. Let me see. What else?
Storm Reverie. And Venin Lux.
It's Venin Lux. That's the lamest one on the list, and that's the one they did.
Saga Blade is the new name.
Saga Blade.
Saga. They named their kid Saga. Saga! Come here, Saga.
You know what?
Your name's Saga?
Now that you're saying it a bunch of times, that one's the lamest one, so that makes sense. Mm. I'm not a fan Blade. Of those two. I think they're both dorks.
Yeah. Good looking dorks, but
whatever.
Yeah.
And you're right. I've heard you froth on Megan Fox forever. Mm. At one time, and it is that scene from Transformers where she's bent over the hood of a Camaro.
And then she turns her head in those baby blues.
Holy Toledo.
Wow.
Not anymore.
Oh, you don't think?
No. Yeah, this isn't even an age thing. This is what'd you do to your face? You were freaking
perfect.
Gorgeous.
Right.
And then you've turned into, and him, ugh, ah, brr, dork.
Yeah, I have to say, as I've gotten to know him, like when I first started seeing him, I was like, that dude's hot. That's my kind of guy. And then like the more words that come out of his mouth, the less I'm into him.
I saw him, I think, first as he was modeling. He was model, yeah. And I thought, oh, okay. And then he's a rapper. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah, he was
no.
a rapper. And then then we started playing some song.
And then he decided some pop punk thing.
Yeah.
And I think he, like, Travis Barker went, you know what you should do? And he went, okay.
I guess I'll do it.
And he did it.
Yeah.
And it's worked out because he didn't have any hits as a rapper, that's for sure.
Yeah. Can I get their net worth, the two of them?
Are they together?
No.
Oh, they're not. Okay. Okay.
Not that I know of. If they are, they're, I guess, co-parenting, right?
But they broke up.
Yes, they broke up. In fact, I think it was last Thanksgiving that the final nail was in. Like, she dragged him to, like, a Thanksgiving thing and found a bunch of texts on his phone, if I have that story. I mean, I get very fuzzy on the details because there's so many celebrity breakups.
So his net worth is $25 million, while Megan's is only $8 million. So
that's surprising.
Yeah.
Hmm. So they're poor?
Well, she hasn't done a lot recently.
And she actually, overall, you're right. She hasn't actually done that many
things. And she does,
things.
Like, she released that stupid poetry book, which can't have brought much money in.
Mm.
Just
here's my weepy thoughts about things.
Even good poets are poor.
Yes, it's part of being a poet.
Right. You're committed to the art, not the dollar.
Mm.
Otherwise, you'd write novels for millions.
Right.
Right?
I just don't, I don't have any long-form ideas, so I just write poetry. And it's really more of like free-flowing prose style. Because I also don't know about rhymes.
Anyway,
I don't know if hers rhymed or not.
I don't know that she's doing that much, so maybe it's by choice. I know she had, what is this, her fourth kid?
Yes.
So there's that. I mean, mm-hmm. Being a mom is...
I think this might be her first daughter. Doesn't she have three boys with
Brian
Austin Green?
Yes, this is her first daughter.
And she named her Saga. Saga Blade. That's just,
okay.
It's just, that's a heavy name to saddle a kid with, you know? Saga Blade. Like, what if she's a dork? Like her parents.
But when you have a cool name, you can't be a dork. It's just.
Because if you are, you're going to get your ass kicked on the playground.
It's just not possible. Like, you live up to your name, I feel like. That's why names are so important.
Yeah. Yep.
I really like the name Georgia.
That's a pretty name.
Except that looking at it seemed too big for a little baby.
Right.
And I don't even know that that's that big. It just felt heavier, like not, I don't know. I know that she will spend more time grown up than as a baby, but it just didn't feel right looking at that little thing. I think it's a great name, though.
It's a beautiful name. And I love Georgie as, you know, a little girl's name. Georgie. So the full name is Saga Blade Fox Dash Baker. They hyphenated.
Okay.
His real name is Colson Baker. And apparently her real last name is Fox. Or maybe she just legally changed it.
Maybe.
Or maybe she's lived up to her name and she turned into a total fox.
I remember my boss, first boss in radio was this one guy, Greg Stevens. And then I saw on some list of something and I was like, who the hell is that guy? Because it's actually... Greg Straubinger, ding, ding, dong.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's that? That's your boss, dummy. And I went, oh, okay. Who knew?
Well, and then you find out, you know, everybody you knew in radio, you're like, is that your real name?
It does become a thing, yes.
Machine Gun Kelly put the baby Saga Blade's name in the caption of a video where he's playing music for her on a ukulele. And he also said, thank you for the ultimate gift, Megan Fox. Thanks for gifting me a kid. Back when Saga Blade was born, Machine Gun Kelly posted, she's finally here, our little celestial seed. And that's what people thought the name was. Celestial Seed.
Oh. Well.
Is that worse? Is Celestial Seed worse than Saga Blade?
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
Seed.
I know.
Got all the connotations.
Yep.
Yeah.
Check our first news segment.
Right. And don't drink the water. But they're all ridiculous. I love that celebrities never let us down with the names. Like, thank you for yet another thing to talk about. So this isn't really an update on what's going on with Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry, but also it's kind of an update.
Okay, good.
Orlando Bloom has RSVP'd for one to the Bezos-Sanchez lavish wedding. Now, they could say Katie's very busy. She's in the middle of a tour. But he's coming alone. And she was just an astronaut for Jeff Bezos. And I would assume that she charmed What's Sanchez's first name?
Gloria.
We're going to go Gloria. Gloria Sanchez.
I don't know.
It is Lauren. It is. Okay, anyway, yeah. Orlando Bloom is one of the, I'm sure, a gajillion high-profile guests for Jeff Bezos. Oh, my God. Did you hear the thing where the wedding for Jeff and Lauren, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, they're going to do a lot on the mega yacht, the crazy yacht that's so big it has to have a companion yacht. But Venice is so mad at them. They're taking over Venice with a bunch of different activities. And there are people who just live there. I get that it's a huge tourist attraction of a city people go to visit. But there's like graffiti and signs and all kinds of people are not into it at all.
I saw in the news, and I didn't even think to do the story here, but I think it's Barcelona, where they were protesting tourism, and they were saying that,
really,
we live here and we can't find a place to rent because of all the Airbnbs and because everything is aimed at tourism. And the same could be said for areas in America, without question.
Yes.
Santa Cruz itself, people from the tech industry with loads of money buy up real estate there and then sit on the places and Airbnb them. All the neighbors are like,
sit there empty.
You're screwing us, dude.
Right.
You're screwing us.
It
your
is,
little money-making venture, you know, your little side biz,
yep,
is screwing the neighborhood. And they were protesting in Barcelona. And I just thought, that's interesting that these areas are starting to push back.
Right.
Because tourism is supposed to be a good thing until this new Airbnb, like, sort of
yes
plan came to be.
And it's funny, I'll always look for an Airbnb or a VRBO before I'll look for a hotel. I'm guilty of that. And we looked into getting an Airbnb license for our house, and you can't get them anymore. A lot of places are stopping that. We're
yep
maxed out.
On it like you can do that once
every 90 days.
Yeah, there's like whatever the CC&Rs of the yep HOA are, they will put it in, or the city ordinances will do it as well, where they put in, you can do that once a month
yep
for 5 days max. Or
yes.
And so, and I think that's got to happen.
Yeah.
Sorry to Airbnb and people who've, you know, gone all out to invest.
I know a lot of
their
people
fortune
did
in that,
buy up
but
a lot of that stuff. And now that there's licensing involved, but that is not to say that people don't just do it illegally. I actually know someone who rents a house out on the regular.
Is it you?
It isn't me.
Oh.
I'm here all the time, but, They're not supposed to, and they do, and they just hope that nothing happens.
Right. Well, and so that's,
I'm sure a lot of people,
I thought it was
that
really interesting and cool that the people of that particular place were like, right, well, we got to do something.
Well, maybe Venice will be next in line for major European tourist hubs because they are not psyched.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Jeff Bezos was like, but I'm bringing $1 billion to drop into your city. And they're like, we don't care. Get out.
Apparently the mayor is very excited to have the wedding there, and he's disappointed about the protests.
Mm.
And he didn't, I think
they
he
weren't expected
them to do it there. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So I guess they park their mega yacht off the coast and then they.
Yeah, you can't park it in Venice, so I don't know what their plan is.
Right.
But
they and their row
boat,
in.
Get pics.
Their boat is, it's got to be as big as a cruise ship. I mean, it's not as a tall floating hotel kind of thing, but that boat is 500 feet long or something. It's yeah a humongous boat. It's so amazing.
Yeah, 417 feet.
Oh boy. And then it's got a companion yacht where, like, if a helicopter has to land, they've got a pad on that one. The staff all lives on the other boat. They can't just go out by themselves. So it must be so nice to be worth $200 billion or whatever he's worth now. Seems like the richer people get, the faster they get even richer. Like, I feel like Elon was maybe, you know, somewhere in the $100 billion area for a while. And then he was up at the 200. And now they're saying he's like $450 billion.
Money makes money.
It does. Just does. Bigger and bigger. Anyway, RSVP for one. Orlando's the only one going. Which, of course, the internet is like, oh my God, it's just yet another sign. Or she might have a date that night. A tour date, I mean. She might actually have a real date, too. If they're breaking up. And the latest that we heard on that was that the breakup is on and that they're waiting until December when her tour ends to sort of sort through it all and make some kind of official statement. But who knows? Once that word, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Say you're in some kind of high profile relationship and things are falling apart.
Uh-huh.
And then the paparazzi and all the tabloids are saying, well, here's the plan. Do you immediately change the plan? I'd be like, well, I'm not doing it on their timetable. And the fact that they know has aggravated me to the point where we're just going to do it now or we'll wait 2 months and make them all wrong.
I don't think I let the paparazzi or the media dictate how we do things. Do you?
Not us, but I do think that people, I think so. I think they grow that up. Some of them. Some of them seem to truly hate it. Others have their PR people call ahead to the restaurant to make sure that all the paparazzi know that that person's going to be entering.
We know that's famously a Kardashian thing, but mm-hmm. I don't think like real movie stars want that.
They got a big project coming up, Vinny. Let's get their face in the news.
Maybe.
But yeah, I think when it's something real and painful, like a breakup, and the world starts to get wind of it, I think you just do it. You know, the fact that everyone's saying, oh, it's going to happen in December. Now the countdown's on. Like, I don't know. I'd just be like, yes, we're broken up. Fine. But maybe they don't want to get asked about it.
I don't know what. I've always wondered a lot about high people with tons of dough, how they handle all those kinds of things, whether it's like when I think I keep seeing Michael Jordan's son in the news. This is a guy who is famous for being Michael Jordan's son.
And that's it.
Right. So, and he's got, you know, he was in the news for that drug problem or the car that he turned down the railroad. Like,
oh my God, that was crazy.
So, you know, I don't know how that works. Like once he's 18, his dad just say, we'll give you $10 million a year for the rest of your life.
If you change your name, like, goodbye.
Whatever.
Right.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
And I don't know how a couple with that much investment, do they never join things in the first place?
Probably.
That probably makes the most sense, right?
Maybe they have a prenup that's like, I keep mine, you keep yours. Because otherwise it would be, we keep what we came into the wedding with. I don't know if they're married, actually.
They're not.
Okay.
Because COVID came on as they were planning it and they didn't. But
so maybe their breakup's a little cleaner because they just
both have a bank account. If Bob's getting a prenup, I mean, I can imagine that that's how that has to go for big money celebrities.
Yes. I want to get to this Willie Nelson story because I thought that it was interesting. He's 92 now and he no longer smokes pot. But don't worry, you know, you can still. There's other ways to get your weed into you. But they're saying, he's saying, he did an interview with Forbes and he was asked how you stay young out there on the road. And he says, well, I can't smoke anymore. My lungs have already said, don't do that. So I really don't do anything now except a few edibles. He does have a line of THC infused spirits called Willie's Remedy. And I'm like, looking that up.
Oh, drinks is.
So listen to this, though. It's like a liquor and it's big. It's a big bottle. Like you would pour shots of this into a drink. It looks like a vodka bottle. It's $90 and it's called Willie's Remedy. It's high dose. They say 10 milligrams per shot of it, which I don't really know what the milligram count is, but it says here an alcohol alternative that actually worked with no hangover, low calories, a feeling of calm, clarity, euphoria, and relaxation, a delicious, subtle blend of lemon, lime, passion fruit, and other flavors, I guess. 10 calories per serving, approachable and stackable, which means you can add to your buzz. Is what it sounds like here. It says it's not
with another drink.
It's not right. It's not that feared edible you ate too much of in college. Quick onset time, under 15 minutes, with the perfect duration of under 1 to 1.5 hours. Or what does this mean? Approximately the little wiggle looks like a tilde, but
I don't know what the wiggle means.
It's like a about. So quick onset time, about 15 minutes. And then the perfect duration of feeling, about an hour to an hour and a half, which sounds pretty good.
Are you talking about that guy right there?
Yes, that guy. Okay. But look how they're using it here. It's like kind of in front of instead of top of. But I did think to myself, and I stay away from all weed stuff because I get too paranoid and it isn't for me. But I did think, wow, this is that he makes it sound like something you could get behind. Anyway, Willie's
I'll never
remedy.
Get to try that. The only thing that I heard of where I was like, that sounds like I would have liked it, was when I started hearing about people mixing Red Bull with alcohol or caffeine, like the caffeine and alcohol thing where you're ripped, but and so you don't have to do Coke, which I've never been a fan of,
right?
Because it comes with all the Coke heads.
Plus it's expensive.
Right. And illegal, and you got to get it.
Yes,
weird places.
That's all I forgot about.
But
that.
I just thought that's kind of smart. Like if you can go out and have some drinks, but also there's a little bit of a stimulant there, you could have fun rather than finding yourself staring at a wall 2 hours in.
Right.
You know that stare.
I do.
You know the one.
Yeah. I usually go to bed before that one. But I'm aware. Anyway, Willie was asked what makes him happy. He says, I enjoy seeing people to get together and forget about everything except music. I think it's a great positive exchange that takes place. We don't care what political affiliation you're with, what color you are. It doesn't matter. If you like music, come on. He's also saying he's hinting about it, that there's a feature film about his life that's in the works, which I can't even believe they haven't done it already. But he says he's too busy living his life to the full. He says, I've heard talk about it. I'm not through with it yet, though. I'm not through with life yet. Maybe they got to wait till he dies before they can do it.
Good for him.
I know, it's good. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Razor blade throat and more after these.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Happy hump day. It's Alice at 97.3. Celebrate summer and support the SF Zoo at Roar and Pour. It's an exciting new outdoor wine tasting event with a wild twist on Friday, June 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. For tickets, visit sfzoo.org.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Sweet.
My friends at Frontier Ford are bringing the heat this summer with employee pricing for all. You pay what employees pay through July 7th. That includes F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, Escapes, Mavericks, and even what I'm driving, the Mustang Mach-E.
It's a beaut.
It is a beaut. It really is. I've been driving it now for months, and I still love this car.
Sweat.
So check it out. Employee pricing at Frontier Ford. Get to Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara, or 24/7 at frontierford.com. I follow them on Instagram too.
Oh.
They're fun. I like, they're my friends now, so.
Yeah.
I like them a lot. Okay, here's what's happening. Mostly clear and sunny, and although we were very overcast early, I'm starting to see blue sky. Blue sky breaks anyway here in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast from Studio 9. The highs today could be as much as 90 degrees. In Napa, and then 80s in San Jose. And
that's hot.
It is hot.
Mm.
Stanley Cup goes to Florida.
But as you said, a lot of those guys are Canadians.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm going to begin with the new description for the latest version of COVID.
They're
calling it razor blade throat. As summer heats up, and by the way, this weekend is the kickoff to summer. Mm-hmm. I know we kind of feel like Memorial Day is that, but this is when it hits.
The official
summer
solstice.
The newest variant of COVID, and I understand we're all sick of it. It's even hard now to, like I was saying, I saw pictures of people with masks on and I think, wow, we took pictures of ourselves with masks on because that's how we were living.
Right. Seemed normal at the time.
As you prepare for summer vacation, road trips, and long weekends at the beach, consider packing the old COVID test. I know, you'll never do that. I actually had to go to the store, get one, and put it in front of my wife and say, let's test for COVID.
Mm.
Seems like that might be it.
Was it?
She knocks on the door to my room like 20 minutes later. And her jaw's open. She's like, I'm positive. Yeah. All the symptoms you described were it.
Yeah.
What are you? But we don't want to.
No, I'd rather not know.
We don't.
This whole razor blade throat thing doesn't sound too fun.
We don't
though.
Want to, but I want to urge you. I understand the pushback. It sucked. It was a bad time in our lives in general.
Yeah.
And it got politicized in such a way that it became a real difficult. It was worse than it would have even been because it was politicized, I guess is the way to word that. But here we are, kicking off summer. If you feel sick, please test so that you can possibly not give it to everyone you know.
Right.
That's
Nobody
how
wants
this
it.
Stuff catches fire and spreads everywhere.
Yep.
The newest variant, they say, is coming with this. They say it comes with increased transmissibility.
Oh, wonderful. Share and share.
And others are reporting the unpleasant symptom of razor blade throat or a severe sore throat. So, and I still at the grocery stores where I'm going, you know, 2 and 3 times a week, people still wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'm over that. I don't want to do that anymore. But I will test if I get sick because I don't want to come in here and give it to, you know, my people.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Right back at you.
Thanks.
I'll test too.
So there's that. Razor blade throat.
Bob, you have a thought?
Hi, Bob.
Would you rather be named Razor Blade Throat or Saga Blade?
Razor Blade
Throat. I like Razor Blade Throat.
It
sounds
like
razor.
A Marvel, evil person.
Raz.
Razor Blade.
You
razor
can go by Raz
yeah,
or Raze.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, I'd go that. Yeah.
Maybe the next baby Megan Fox.
Razor Blade.
It's
Maybe just, instead of Saga Blade, just Razor Blade.
That was the boy choice, but they had a girl.
Mm. Razor's a pretty good name for a boy.
That is a cool name.
Yeah.
Razor yeah, Blade. I don't like Saga.
I don't either.
Anyway.
Saga.
All right. This next story, I'm really interested in it, and I want to ask you a couple questions first.
Okay.
Would you say, because you were there in the 70s and 80s,
mm-hmm.
as was I, would you say that we are a more sexy society today or back in the 70s and 80s?
I feel like the clothing's a lot more revealing these days,
mm-hmm.
but there's always been kind of that underlying sex sells. That's
sure.
A, yeah,
of course.
I really don't know how to answer that. I think things have changed a lot. There's a lot of differences, but I think things have been sexy all along. People do like sex.
What do you think, Maddie?
I think Justin Timberlake brought sexy back, and that's when it started. But no, I agree. I think we have more sex around us now.
Like, that is true.
It's
porn is more widely available.
But the movies today aren't as gratuitous and, you know, like all about bing, bing, bang, guys having.
Oh,
yeah,
that's true.
I would say that as a young person, as a boy,
mm-hmm.
Porky's and all of the movies that I loved had so much sex and completely irresponsible examples of how you're supposed to treat people,
right.
Specifically women. And these are the things that, you know, I'm turning around out into the world and going, Well, you just look through the holes in the locker room and then you can see all the naked ladies showering. Duh. And it's hysterical. And they make movies about it. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't make a movie about it if it wasn't fine.
I actually feel like we've become more responsible. And it leads me to something I'm about to do. But I just feel like it. I think Playboy was a big part of pop culture in the 70s and 80s. And everybody had that wink in their eyes. They said, I read it for the articles. Wink. You know, sure you do, Pops.
Right.
Whatever. But we don't, yes, the internet and porn, but it, there's no middle, there doesn't feel like there's a an acceptable middle ground. You go from our musician, artists sort of being scantily clad.
Yes.
But then you go from that straight to hardcore porn. There's a lot less of that middle ground where someone's just, I just show my, I realize there's OnlyFans, but does anyone go to that?
People must. Some people are making a living off
of
that.
I could be wrong. I'm an old guy now, and I'm a married guy, and I have little kids.
Yeah. So you're not looking the way you might have wanted.
Well, I just don't, I'm not sure, but I, so this leads me to.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to. As we move along in society, and right now as a parent, we're fighting this like screen thing, the screens, and how can I get my kid to slow down, not default to that, and do something that activates their brain, but still...
And their creativity and
becomes
and
a hobby.
Right.
So this next story, I thought, this is great.
Okay.
20-somethings are taking up grandma hobbies now.
Yeah.
As a way to pull off of...
I love it.
Tech.
Yep.
Young Americans are, they say, skipping middle age. 20 and 30 somethings are exchanging their doom scrolling for needlepoint, journaling, scrapbooking, which is weird because we actually have stuff to scrapbook now.
Right.
I have a 100,000 pictures. I never had pictures when I was young.
Yeah. But also, for most of us, our pictures are on our phones. So if
but you,
you
could print them,
you print them out and scrapbook them. And there's like scrapbooking's really fun. I never like grabbed onto it. I've done like a few Valentine's parties where you use sort of those scrapbook kind of things. But some people, my sister makes, she covers the outside in like a fabric and she does all this stitching on it. And then inside each page has like a little theme and different frames. It's pretty neat.
We have a close family friend who regularly, you know how you used to go on the girls' weekends up to Napa? And then you'd shop for the year at the outlet stores.
Get all my socks
and
a
close
new bra.
Family friend goes on a trip with a girlfriend or two, and they scrapbook the whole weekend.
Mm.
And that's what they're, the whole thing is aimed at, unplugging and doing this scrapbooking. I can see how people find themselves coming out of that and feeling like refreshed almost.
And I accomplished something. There's a lot of, there's a whole... group of people, like when I watch YouTube videos, I'm usually watching somebody teach me a new stitch and do, you know, because I do a ton of crocheting. And from through that, I found other things where there are places where you get 10 friends, you go to some lady's house where she's got a barn out back where she'll put you up and the whole weekend you, it's like a learn to sew weekend or a quilting bee weekend or a, you know, crochet circle. There's all these different things and it's definitely become a thing where... it's a fun thing to do with your girlfriends, and I'm sure there's wine or whatever, but it's, I love that people are turning to this because there is something about it. It's like, even if you're an artist or something, like if you, you know, paint or draw, at the end of whatever effort you've put in, you have something, whether you love it or hate it, you've created something out of nothing. And I just feel like that is a great feeling of accomplishment.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love Love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess where I'm headed is I feel like there's some pullback or maybe even just a design to show young people to respect others more than we were taught in the 70s and 80s. So that's one sort of upside as I look at our society today.
Yeah.
But I also see young people who, like you said, your kids loved Stranger Things because they watched the 80s and went, it seemed like such a cool time.
Yep.
Simpler.
Yep.
Even though
there was these whole monster things, they were a bike gang. They got on their bikes and they pedaled all around and they talked to each other over walkie talkies or on a phone that hung in their kitchen.
So I want to ask the young woman on the show.
Woman.
Bob, do you have any hobbies that don't involve tech?
For sure. I have a girls chat where all we do is send pictures of the crafts we're working on.
Oh, what are your crafts?
I do some embroidery.
Oh, nice.
You do?
Yeah, I have my Trader Joe's reusable bag. I embroidered vines that wrap around the straps.
Oh,
and
how
I get so many compliments on it. Mostly from Trader Joe's employees because they have to compliment you, but from people on the street too.
Do they? Is that like a rule at Trader Joe's?
Yes. Oh. There's really nice funny vines. Memes out there about Trader Joe's employees and how they're like hitting on you basically as they wow, I really like these sandwiches you picked out. What are you going to do? How are you going to eat those?
With my mouth, like sitting at a table. Thanks for asking.
So you're doing embroidery. I'm glad to hear that. Like that is something that we just went and did that petroglyph. Where did I go?
Petroglyph.
And it's like my daughters wanted to do it on Father's Day, and I was like, absolutely, let's go.
Right.
And I'm really interested in sort of trying to farm that. Let's do the kinds of things that involve zero tech.
Right.
And just, there's just quiet concentration.
Yeah.
With no distraction and no like.
And a skill that can be developed.
And hopefully a joy that, like these are things that there can be joy found in them if you don't give up and say, I suck at this, and just, right. I quit. Because you do have to work past in any effort.
There's an arc, right?
You have to work past the learning curve. Surfing, you will wipe out 1,000 times.
You have to have a drive to get past that.
Your ego might say, I'm tired of falling, I quit. Okay. The same could be true of almost anything.
Yeah.
Cycling, whatever.
Right.
But I hope that, and they talk about these as uncool hobbies that now are seen as cool among young people. And I hope that's the case. That's all. The story's really, that's the only point.
I like it.
And you're doing all that stuff now.
I do a lot of stuff.
You have a whole room for it.
I don't always, for a while there, I was really cranking out purses and doing stuff. I had a little Etsy store and stuff, which I do still have an Etsy store, by the way. It's slappystuff.com, or I think. I'm not sure. But I just, I got to the point where I was burning out on that. And I do that. I'll like pick something up. I go in whole hog. And then a year later, I'm like, it's like yoga. I like did it hardcore every single day for like 3 years. And I went, I'm done with that.
Yep.
Like, and I decided midway through a class, I'm like, I hate this. What am I doing? Get out of here.
And that was that.
Yeah.
You can play games or scroll on your phone for a few hours, or you could be spending time with other people in a fun, welcoming community. In this case, they're talking about needlepoint, which I would never do. But some people should do, you know, whatever they can to be unplugged and do something with others.
Right. Well, and it gets to be a cool thing where you're like, oh, I like this, or the embroidery or needlepoint or a little, you know, make hats or whatever with yarn. And then like when Christmas rolls around, you've been thinking about the person you're making each thing for. And it, like, I love that. A handmade gift, even if it's janky, I'm like, oh. Someone spent their actual time on this.
Janky.
Who wasn't getting a janky gift from a kid or whatever
else? Well, you know,
it's
funny. When my daughter said, I want to go to Petroglyph, we're taking you to Petroglyph, I said, is that where you, and I opened this drawer and I dug in there and I pushed some stuff aside and I made this and I showed it to her and she goes, yes, you still have it.
And it's in the junk drawer, though.
No, but it's in my drawer. I had it, and it was this little, they're the, you know, and they have to, what do they do that? Put them in a kiln?
Yeah, fire them.
And the thing came out all glossy and pretty.
I love that. And you'll be putting on some, like, brown, but it actually is going to turn into, like, a red or something.
It's pretty neat. Anyway, I just wanted to ask what you thought of. And it's nice to hear. The story is in the Wall Street Journal if you want to read it.
But so
it's
grandma hobbies.
Young people who are picking up these hobbies that get them off their screens.
There's actually a lot of men doing that too. When I go and look for like crochet tutorials and stuff, lots of dudes are expert crocheters and knitters and I'm sure sewers and everything else.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I used to do cross stitch and I really loved it, but no one wants a cross stitch picture on their wall anymore. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, Christina will probably throw it away after I, you know, walk away from it and then I won't notice that it's gone, but I don't mind.
I would think that Gen Z, who love their ironic word posters, would be totally into cross stitch because then they could, you know, come up with their dumb, you know, live, laugh, love, whatever, do a little apple at the bottom and...
You know what? Back to the story I was sort of touching on, which is, are we more sexy today or in the 70s and 80s? Mm-hmm. I just want to say, you got me again, Gen Z. They don't want to do it at work. They don't want a room to do it. They're not doing it at all. They just did that story so some old guy like me would report the story and they could sit back and laugh. You got me again, Gen Z.
Foiled again.
That's so funny.
It's true.
I think it is true. I think they got you so good.
I think they just say, oh, a poll. Let's get the old guy riled up. You got me. Yay, old lady hobbies, says 408. San Francisco has an absolutely world-class needlepoint shop called Needlepoint Inc. Oh, and they just got me to give them a plug.
Ding, ding. Shame.
Darn. That's I don't work there. We've I'm just lost... a frequent customer. All my love. Lindsay, Castro Valley.
Nice. We've lost a lot of the fabric stores in town.
One great non-tech hobby is gardening.
I know.
T-Dog in Oakland.
Thank you, T-Dog. That is another thing where every year you can make the whole thing look different and wait and watch. It's like something to check on every day. Like, you know, what's growing? And the first flower, all flowers must be looked at. They're so fleeting. Come on, John. We're going to go on a garden tour.
Oh, no.
Look at this one. Look at how this one's different from this one.
Oh.
He loves it. Oh, yeah.
He does.
I'm sure.
I love when you tell us he loves things.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things.
Well, we do enjoy our time together.
I remember that time we asked you if John could come to a Raiders game with us, and you said, no, he's busy.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, could you ask him? No, I have plans for him. Mm-hmm. He is busy.
He's busy that day.
Wow.
Oh. You don't think he'd want to go? Nope. No, he doesn't want to.
Yep, he's got plans.
Don't want to check?
No.
No. Yikes. 925 says, my daughter's 17 and she crochets.
Yeah, it's that's so great. Nice. That's a hobby that you can do watching a show you like, too. Like, Every time a new season of Bridgerton's on, I got a whole new sweater for you.
Well, that's nice. Mm. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Streaming wins, everyone. Plus two deaths. Which one will bother you more?
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.